Hello and welcome to Green Scene, EPA's series of environmental podcasts that you can take with you. I'm Judy Pino with the Office of Multimedia. With nearly 56 million people, or 20% of the U.S. population, spending their days inside elementary and secondary schools, indoor air quality problems in schools are a significant concern. Over half of U.S. schools have problems linked to poor indoor air quality. And to help identify, correct, and prevent this problem, the EPA developed the Indoor Air Quality Tools for Schools Kit, a comprehensive source which helps schools maintain a healthy environment. And here to tell us about the program, we have Elizabeth Cotsworth, the Director for the Office of Radiation and Indoor Air, and Jeff Moquin with the School Board of Broward County, Florida, and 2007 IAQ Tools for Schools Model of Sustained Excellence Award winner. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Elizabeth, let's start with you. As we mentioned in the intro, 20% of the population spends their time indoors. What are the dangers of bad indoor air quality?
In schools, there's a range of adverse health impacts that have been noticed. They range from the severe, like increased frequency of asthma episodes and allergic reactions, bronchitis and other respiratory distresses, and also to the less severe, such as dizziness and fatigue and scratchy throat during the school day. And asthma accounts for over 14 million days of lost school, of absenteeism. And even those minor illnesses account for lack of concentration on behalf of the students, the inability to perform mental calculations, and to remember what their teacher has told them. There's also costs. It is 5 to 30 times more expensive to repair or renovate a facility or equipment than it does to do ongoing maintenance.
So it's better to have the preventive measure, and that's why we have the Tools for Schools kit. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. The kit is designed to promote action on behalf of schools and school districts to act responsibly and to manage and promote good indoor air quality in the school facilities. The kit is a very flexible, comprehensive, as you said, set of tools and resources for schools to use. There is a video where you can actually walk through a school and identify the problems that they are encountering. There is an easy-to-use problem-solving wheel, rather innovative, that again tells people and matches up the symptoms and the factual situation with the sources of the problem and perhaps some solutions. There's also policy memoranda and communication guides that the schools can use. It's provided free to anyone who asks, and it really does provide for low to almost no cost actions on behalf of the schools.
And somebody who would know all about that is Jeff, who implemented it in Broward County schools. You have the six largest school district in the country, 283 schools and a population of over 250,000 plus students and staff. How did you implement Tools for Schools, and how's it doing so far? Is it working?
Yeah, you know, our involvement with the Tools for Schools program, I would like to have said it came about as a proactive measure, but unfortunately, it was really in response to a series of issues that the district had been dealing with that culminated with a concern about occupancy of two elementary schools. At that time, we were struggling with credibility, and so the Tools for Schools program and the EPA offered that credibility. So once we partnered with the Environmental Protections Agency to implement the program, we began to really receive that support we needed organizationally to get behind the program to implement it. As far as its implementation, though, obviously, given our size, that created some issues for us. So the way we decided to implement the program was through a phased approach. And so the first year in 2003, we started with 35 schools as a pilot. And we went ahead, and we've been continuously growing. And this year, we just held our Phase 5 training, and now we have over 145 schools that are participating in the program. The way that we've developed our indoor air quality management program is really to go into two phases. One is a more proactive phase where we use the checklists from the kit, and we've developed an online web-based survey that our occupants are able to take, and then from that information, we go ahead and conduct investigations and initiate corrective action as necessary. And then we've also developed an ad hoc ability to respond to any complaint that we may get on a day-to-day basis. in terms of the response, it's been overwhelming. The schools that are participating in it, we get far less complaints than we do in non-participating schools. And we've also had with some ancillary issues with workers' compensation, for instance, in terms of staff members who may have been soliciting illnesses. We've seen large drops in those numbers as well in participating schools.
That's outstanding. Now, explain to us why Broward School District was recognized in this case.
Elizabeth. Well, we run a national award program to recognize schools and school districts like Broward County for their progress and their adoption of indoor air quality management principles. And Broward County has consistently shown leadership in this area. After winning the first Excellence Award in 2005, they further institutionalized their commitment to indoor air quality into all of their facility operations, as Jeff has indicated. And so last year they won our Sustained Excellence Award, which and shares that with only 9 other schools and school districts so far. So we're very proud of their leadership.
Now, today half the schools in the U.S., such as Jeff's, have adopted Tools for Schools, but there's still many more who have not. What is EPA doing to encourage participation, and what can parents or guardians do?
Okay. In addition to promoting the Tools for Schools kit and the award programs, we provide a national symposium every year to provide the most up-to-date training and ability to network for the school stakeholders. And there are many different stakeholders who attend. Mm-hmm. And in terms of parents, what they can do is to get involved, particularly if they have a child who is asthmatic or being ill at school. And to this kit is available to them also for free, and they can go armed with that and suggest and recommend and volunteer to get involved in a Tools for Schools program at their school. But certainly, it's an investment in their children's health and in their education.
And finally, Jeff, I want to end it with you. What would you tell anybody out there who's listening, maybe some of our school officials all over the country, about how easy it is to implement it? What advice would you give?
Well, I would encourage my peers to not wait for an IAQ crisis before being concerned about implementing a program such as Tools for Schools. The kit is free. The support you get from the EPA is free. And a lot of protocols that you may already be doing in your district are really geared to align with what the Tools for Schools kit talks about. So I would encourage them not to wait and to get involved today.
Well, thank you both. Congratulations, Jeff, for your proactive efforts in keeping the children of South Florida safe while
thank
in school.
Thank you very much.
And thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
And to find out how you can do the same, please visit www.epa.gov/IAQ/schools.